leprosy. Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Aram said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of cloth. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "And now, as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." Then the king of Israel read the letter. He tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man is sending word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking a quarrel against me."
第八节到第十四节从 中文来。神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王，说：“你为什么撕裂衣服呢？是可以使人来到我这里来。”他就知道以色列中有先知，于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门口。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手，治好这大麻风。大马色的亚和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？”于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人近前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？”于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就得了洁净。
Verse 8 to verse 14 together in English. It happened when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent word to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Now let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots, and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean." But Naaman was furious, and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and the far part, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, had the prophet told you to do something, some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
下一处经文我们请一起来读约翰福音，约翰福音第三章十四到第十八节。
The next passage is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verse 14 to 18.
我们还是请从读中文的弟兄姐妹们和朋友们一起来先读一遍，然后再读英文。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
约翰福音第三章十四到第十八节。大家都找到了，我们一起来。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
A Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 14 to 18 English together. As Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whatever believes will in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
最后一处经文，我们请一起来读以弗所书第二章第八到第十节。
The last passage is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, from verse 8 to 9.
以弗所书第二章第八到十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
找到了之后，我们还是请中文的一起来先读一遍。
First in Chinese，
第二章第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. English together. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
好，我们一同一点祷告。
That's a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们再把这些话交托在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we again to entrust the words into your hands.
我们感谢你今天早晨把我们聚集在你的名下。
Lord, we thank you for getting us together in your name.
感谢你把我们的朋友们带到聚会当中。
We thank you for bringing friends among us.
我们实在是知道你是爱的神。
Lord, we know that you are God of love.
今天我们来到你的面前，就是为了蒙着奇妙的恩典。
Lord, as we come together, we want to receive this amazing grace.
我们把讲的、听的和翻的都交托在你的手中。
Lord, we leave out those who will be speaking and translating and hearing into your hands.
愿你弱过人的软弱。
Lord, may you go beyond our weaknesses.
愿你的大能能够在我们的聚会中彰显。
May your almighty power be manifested in the meeting.
教导我们这得救乃是恩典和信心的原则。
So that we can truly see that salvation is a composed of faith, grace and faith.
让我们的朋友们都能够按照这条路进入你的恩典当中。
So that friends can follow this way to enter into the salvation.
我们也奉你全能的名斥责仇敌撒旦的工作。
Lord, we also want to, by your almighty name, to defeat any work of Satan.
愿仇敌在人心中所设下的一切的营垒都要被冲破。
The stronghold the enemy has set in our hearts can be removed.
愿你今天在我们的聚会当中得胜掌权。
May your victory be manifested in the meeting.
愿你祝福下边的时间。
May you bless the following time.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in our Lord most Jesus most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们刚才读到这些经文。
We thank our Lord the passage we just read.
我们看见了一个人，他生活在2800多年以前。
We saw the man who lived about 2800 years ago.
他住在亚兰，就是现在的叙利亚。
He lived in Aran, actually is nowadays Syria.
从这个人的身上，我们看见他从一个大麻风中间得了医治。
From this person, we saw that he was a cure from his leprosy.
从一个不能医治的病当中，他得了完全的医治。
He got a complete cure from uncured disease.
我们看见了他医治这个过程非常的奇妙。
We saw that the healing process was very wonderful.
在这个过程当中，我们也看见一些人物。
And through the process, we also saw some characters.
愿今天早晨我们能够借着乃曼身上所发生的事。
This morning we hope through the what happened to Naaman.
那我们能够一同呢进入这个恩典当中。
We can all together enter into this grace.
因为这个故事不光是记载一个人在神面前得医治的过程。
Because the story recorded is not just for a person who got healed before the Lord.
他所描述的乃是一个救恩的故事。
What he described is actually the story of salvation.
乃是一个人怎样从黑暗、从疾病当中、从罪当中能够进入神的国度当中。
It's a describe a person how he got saved from darkness and sickness and also sins into God's kingdom.
同时也告诉我们说，神在我们周遭的环境当中为我们摆设了许多的人。
He also tells us that God has prepared many people in our surroundings.
为着就让我们在这中间得一处。
So that we can be blessed.
我们实在是要为这个感谢神。
We really thank our Lord for that.
这个亚兰国就是叙利亚国呢，是在以色列的北方。
The Aran or nowadays Syria was north of Israel.
它虽然是跟以色列是邻国。
It was the kingdom was next to Israel.
但是在这个国度里边是不认识神的。
And yet that kingdom nobody knew the Lord.
这个国度里边是充满了黑暗和偶像。
That kingdom was filled with idols and darkness.
但是我们看见神的爱。 要临到那些生活在黑暗当中的人。
And yet we can see that God's love would like to come upon those who are in darkness.
不光光是他自己的选民，也要临到外邦人。
Not only to his chosen people, but also to the Gentiles.
因为圣经告诉我们说，神的眼遍察全地。
Because the Bible tells us that God's eyes is over the place.
要显大能帮助那些向他心存诚实的人。
He would like to manifest his power toward those who have a sincere heart.
所以无论是在什么地方。
So no matter where we are.
只要有人心里边向主是心存诚实的。
As long as we have a sincere heart toward the Lord.
这些人都是主所认识的。
This is the one the Lord knows.
也是在他环境当中，在环境当中，他要帮我们招到他的恩典的。
And also these are the persons through the circumstances the Lord would like to gather us together to him.
所以我相信今天早晨我们所有的朋友们来到我们中间。
So I believe that all the friends among here today.
是因为神看见了在你里边有一个向他寻求的心。
Because the Lord has seen a seeking heart in you.
也是神看见在你的生活当中你需要他。
And also the Lord has already know that in your life you need him.
所以不论是什么样的偶然的机会或者是朋友怎样邀请你。今天是神邀请你来到我们中间。
No matter it might be a coincidence to you, but actually it's the Lord who is inviting you over.
为要叫你在这里边得蒙恩典得连续。
So that you can receive grace and mercy.
要能够进入他的救恩当中。
To enter into his salvation.
那我们先来看一下亚乃曼这个人他的特点。
So we'd like to look at some traits about Naaman.
乃曼呢这个人他是圣经里边用第五章第一节来形容。
Naaman was described in chapter 5 verse 1.
这节经文说亚兰王的元帅乃曼 在他的主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是一个大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
In verse 1 he says that now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master.And highly respected, because by him the Lord has given victory to Aram. Aram, the man was also a valiant warrior, but he was a leper.
所以首先我们看见这个乃曼这个人，他有一个尊贵的地位。
So the first we can see that Naaman has a very highly regarded position.
他是亚兰全军的元帅。
He was the captain of the army of Aram.
可以说他是在一人之下，万人之上。
He was a position just below the king, but above all.
他实在是有一个在这个国亚兰国里边有一个非常尊贵的地位。
He held a very prominent position in Aram.
圣经也告诉我们说呢，他在主人的面前为大。
He also mentioned that he was a great man with his master.
并且呢，他在人面前为尊。
And he was highly respected by others.
所以我们看见这个人呢，他是非常受人喜悦的一个人。
And we can see that this person was well liked.
他不光是受他那个上级的喜悦
not only he gained the favor from his master
他的那些手下的人也非常的喜悦他尊敬他
he also gained the respect from his subordinates
这个是在我们今天的生活当中不大容易找到的人
it's very hard to find such a person in our daily life
有的时候呢人们是可能在上司的眼里边得喜悦但是呢同事中间就不一定
some person who gained thefavor of his boss, but might not gain respect from his subordinates.
但是我们看见乃曼这个人，他在这个全国当中，他是一个非常受喜悦的人。
And yet we can see that Naaman was a highly respected in the nation.
圣经也告诉我们说，他是一个大能的勇士。
The Bible also tells us that he was a valiant warrior.
并且他征战得胜。
And he gained a lot of victories in battles.
所以我们看见，因着他的勇敢，因着他的得胜。
We can see that because of his victories and because of his valor.
他可能是亚兰人中间的英雄。
He might have been the great hero among Arameans.
但是我们特别要注意到圣经中有一句话是因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜。
But we need to pay attention to what is recorded in the Bible. It says that the Lord has given victory by him to Aram.
所以我们看见乃曼的得胜那是因着神的祝福。
And we can see that the victory of Naaman was actually because of God's blessings.
但是很可惜，乃曼自己不一定知道这件事情。
But unfortunately, Naaman himself didn't come to realize that.
今天其实我们很多人也是一样。
And actually, it holds truth for each one of us.
我们今天在地上得了神许许多多的祝福。
In this world, we have received many blessings from the Lord.
他赐给我们生命气息，赐给我们有能力工作。
He has given us a life and breath and also give us the ability to work.
赐给我们有机会能够认识神。
He also gave us opportunity so that we can know him.
但是很多的时候我们没有为了这些事情感谢神。
But many times we don't give thanks because of the blessings.
我们也不认为这些祝福是从神而来的。
And we don't regard these blessings are from the Lord.
我们以为这都是我们自己靠着努力亲手所创造的。
We thought that this is because of our efforts and hard work.
但是神若是没有给我们这样一个奇妙的生存环境。
And yet if the Lord has not given us such a wonderful living environment.
没有给我们供应空气雨水。
If he haven't given us the air and water.
没有为我们预备万物的话。
If he haven't prepared all things for us.
我们怎样才能够生存，我们怎样才能够取得在地上的成绩呢？
How can we survive? How can we have these accomplishments on earth?
今天人也是一样。
And it is true for us.
许多的恩典我们领受了。
We have received much grace.
但是我们不知道感恩。
But we don't know how to give thanks.
我们也不知道这个恩典的源头是来自神。
And we don't know that the source of all blessings is from God.
我们知道乃曼这个名字是原来是在希伯来文中间非常好听的一个名字。
Actually, the name Naaman was a very good name in Hebrew.
它代表着欢乐、俊美。或者是恩典的意思。
It represents a joy and a handsome, also a grace.
我们中国人都知道，许多的名字呢是有意义的。
We know that the names are hold meanings.
所以很多读圣经的前辈的弟兄姐妹们告诉我们说，乃曼这个人他可能是非常英俊的一个人。
So many Bible students tells us that the Naaman might be a very handsome person.
从外表来说，他可能是一个完美的人。
From our appearance, he was a perfect.
至少在长大麻风之前应该是这样子。
At least he was perfect before he got a leprosy.
但是我们在这里边在这个完全的人身上在外表完全人的身上看见一个大的问题。
And yet we can see from this our perfection there is a big problem.
圣经告诉我们说只是他长了大麻风。
The Bible tells us that but he was a leper.
这是乃曼的问题。
There was a Naaman's problem.
在这个外表看似完美的人身上他的里边出了问题。
This is simply our perfection. There was a problem inside.
因为我们知道大麻风这个病乃是从里边发出来的。
Because we know that leprosy actually is a problem from within.
它是从血液里边开始。
It started from our blood.
然后呢，慢慢的从内脏，然后再反映到皮肤上去。
And to the inner organ, and then to show forth on our skin.
虽然人一开始观察一个的印象呢，都是大麻风，它是皮肤病。
Actually, the first impression we got concerning the leprosy is a skin disease.
但实际上它是从人的最深处开始的。
Actually, it is from the deepest part of a person.
然后它慢慢地反映到外边来。
And gradually come to the surface.
并且这个病能够使他的身体变形。
And this disease will make a person deformed.
慢慢的呢，他就失去了感觉。
And gradually he will lose the senses.
最终就导致于死亡。
Eventually, the person will die.
我们看见乃曼他面临着一个非常巨大的问题。
And we can see that Naaman faced a very big problem.
尽管他有地位有财富。
Although he has a social status and wealth.
但是他现在所面临的这问题是他自己不能够解决的。
He faced a problem that he cannot solve by himself.
圣经里边常常以大麻风代表罪。
Bible often uses leprosy to represent sin.
因为这个大麻风实在就像世界上的罪。
Actually, the leprosy is just like the sin in this world.
我们知道在神的创造当中原来万有都是完美的。
We know that in original God's creation, everything was perfect.
当神借着这五天创造了世上的万物的时候。
Through 5 days, God created all things.
每一天他都说他看为好。
And at the end of his word, every day he would say, this is good.
他所创造的万有在他的眼里都是看为美好的。
All the creation he made, he said, good.
当他创造人的时候他说甚好。
When he created man, he said, this is very good.
所以我们知道人就是更完美了。
And we can see that the man says, you know, a higher perfection.
但是非常可惜。
But very unfortunately,
因着罪。
Because of sin,
人变得不完美。
Man become imperfect.
在圣经里边罪的定义就是对完美的亏损。
Actually, the definition concerning sin in the Bible is that it's a shortcoming of glory, of our perfection.
圣经告诉我们说世人都犯了罪。
The Bible tells us that all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Fall short of God's glory.
所以罪呢原来它的意思就是那个打靶没有打到圆心上。
Actually, the original meaning of sin is missing the mark.
所以它是一种完美亏损的状态。
So it's a shortcoming of a perfection.
因着亚当和夏娃他们犯了罪。
Because of Adam and Eve committed sin.
所以我们人类就都陷到罪中。
So we all born in sin.
那罪就像大麻风一样。
And sin is just like a leprosy.
慢慢的从里边就反映到外边来。
It started from within and gradually to without.
所以我们看见今天这个世界上充满了各种各样的丑陋和邪恶。
So we can see that there's all evils and all kinds of ugliness in this world.
充满了痛苦。
The full of pains.
充满了悲伤。
Full of sorrows.
这些都是罪所引起的。
And this is a result of sin.
当我们看见外边这些现象的时候，
As we see the outward phenomenon,
我们必须明白里边的根源。
We have to come to the root cause.
我们必须知道，今天人若不解决罪，在外边所有这些工作都是徒劳的。
If we have to come to realize that if we do not deal with sin, then all the works to deal with our phenomena is just in vain.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，
So as Jesus on earth,
每一次他医好大麻风的时候，
Every time when he healed a leper,
他都说你得洁净了。
He said, you are clean.
所以罪是需要洁净。
So the sin need to be cleansed.
当他医好病人的时候，他说你的信心医治了你。但是医好大麻风的时候，他每一次都说你的信心使你得洁净。
And every time when he is sick, and he said that your faith has healed you, saved you. But whenever he healed a leper, he would say, you are clean.
今天我们都要从罪中得洁净。
We all need to be cleansed from sin.
这是今天世界的问题的根源。
This is a root cause of all problems in this world.
大麻风也是一种非常慢性的病。
Leprosy also is a chronic disease.
一般的人得了之后可能能活到十年，或者有的时候甚至活到二十年。
In general, if you contracted with this disease, you can still live for another 10 or 20 years.
但是慢慢的呢，他的身体里边就开始失去知觉。
But gradually, you will lose senses.
今天我们如果仔细想一想，今天罪在人生命当中也是做同样的工作。
Actually, we put some thoughts on that. We can see that this is exactly work the sin is doing in our lives.
几十年前我们认为非常羞耻的罪，今天人们可能觉得是无所谓的事情。
A few days, decades ago, if we thought that it's a very shameful sin, and when we look at it today, we thought it's okay.
我们看见人在罪的面前慢慢开始麻痹。
We can see that we become numb before sin.
人对罪失去了感觉。
We lose the senses concerning sin.
所以这个病就慢慢的侵蚀人的身体。
So we can see that the diseases start to deteriorate in our body.
以及整个世界都要在这个罪的败坏中。
And we can see that the whole world is fallen in the sin.
我们也看见大麻风它不论人的地位、财富、能力。
And we also see that leprosy is indiscriminate against any status or wealth or ability.
也不管你是不是受欢迎的人。
Whether you are popular or not.
你在这个罪的面前，人人平等。
Everyone is equal before this disease.
所以我们看见乃曼，他是一个外表完美的人。
So we can see Naaman, he was a perfect outwardly.
他是一个有尊贵地位的人。
He was highly regarded with a high social status.
但是同样在大麻风面前，他是一个无能为力的人。
And yet before leprosy, he was unable to do anything.
同样我们今天在罪的面前也是一样。
So before the sin, we are just like that.
因为今天撒旦是这个地上的，他是这个地上的王。
Because Satan is the prince of this world.
有的时候我们实在是我们看见人心中是想行善的。
We can see that a lot of times in our hearts we would like to do good.
人心中是向往着真善美。
Our hearts would like to look for something that is true and good.
但是在罪的面前，人是无能为力的。
And yet before sin, we are unable.
大麻风也意味着分离。
And leprosy also means a separation.
我们读旧约圣经的时候就会知道。
And from the Old Testament we can see.
当犹太人如果他得了大麻风的时候，
When a Jew who contracted with leprosy,
他就要从这个社群里边被分离出去。
The person need to be separated from his community.
他也不能进入圣所来敬拜神。
He was not allowed to enter sanctuary to worship.
所以我们看见他与神分离。
So we can see that he was separated from God.
与人也分离。
He was also separated from the society.
并且呢，他要住在郊外。
And he has to live in outside the city.
如果他的家人要是送给他一些吃的的时候呢，要放在一个地方，然后他再过去拿的，人都不能接触的。
And the person is not allowed to in touch with other persons. The family has to set food there as to an appointed place and have to leave.
那他进城的时候呢，他要喊说不洁净不洁净，别人听见了之后就要离他远远。
And when a person enters into the city, he has to cry out, unclean, unclean, and all the people will kind of try to avoid him.
所以我们知道今天这个罪也是一样。
So likewise for sin today.
因着罪我们与神分离。
Because of sin, we have been separated from God.
因着罪我们的人际关系也出了问题。
Because of sin, there's something wrong with our interpersonal relationships.
家庭遭到破坏。
And our family life has been destroyed.
朋友之间的关系遭到破坏。
And the friendship has been damaged.
到处是竞争、嫉妒和仇恨。
And the fault of jealousy and strife.
这就是罪今天带给人的光景。
And this is what sin will have brought to us.
但是最可怕的，这个大麻风它一定是带给人的是死亡。
And yet the more terribly, actually the leprosy will lead to death.
圣经也告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
And yet the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们知道神今天他的救恩要解决我们最根本的问题，是罪的问题。
And we know that the God's salvation has to deal with the root cause of our problems, that is sin.
因为罪带给人许许多多的苦难。
Because the sin has brought a lot of sorrows to us.
今天我们在神圣洁的光中。
And yet we are in his holy light today.
我们就都会知道我们自己是个罪人。
We have to come to know that we are sinners.
我们不但亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now we have a shortchanged God's glory.
我们在地上的行为也不完全。
And actually our conduct on earth are not complete.
我想这个这是每一个我们第一次接受到福音的时候。
I think this is for each one of us who first heard about the gospel.
我们都是非常不愿意听的一句话。
It is very hard for us to take.
我们本来是好人，怎么突然间变成罪人？
We feel like we are good persons. Why all of a sudden now we become sinners?
我自己也是经过这样一个过程。
Actually, that's the same to me when I first heard the gospel.
但是当神圣洁的光照我的时候
，And yet when the God's holy light is shining in my heart,
我才发现我真的是一个罪人。
I came to realize that indeed I am a sinner.
虽然在同学在其他的外人当中，也许大家都以为你是好人。
And although in the month of my friends and fellow students, I was regarded as a good person.
但是在神的光中，我们实在是知道我们是个罪人。
And yet in God's light, we truly know that we are a sinner.
我们实在是需要他的救赎。
We really need His salvation.
我们看见神为乃曼的医治安排了环境。
We can see that God has arranged the circumstances for Naaman's healing.
当他被这个罪缠绕的时候
When he was contracted the sin.
神带着一个以色列的小女子到他的家里。
And the Lord has brought a little girl to his household.
在这第五章第二节说，先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳掠了一个小女子。这小女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知。必能医好他的大麻风。
It's in the verses 2 and 3. Now the Arameans had come out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, then he would cure him of his leprosy."
这个小女孩她的身份是非常卑微。
This little girl was in a very lowly position.
她是一个被战争时候俘虏来的奴隶。
She was a captive.
但是她认识神的大能。
But she knew the power of God.
她知道在以色列中间有先知。
She knew that there was a prophet among Israelites.
这些先知是服侍那位万军之耶和华的。
And these prophets served the God of hosts.
她知道神有大能能够医治乃曼。
She knew that God has a power to cure Naaman.
并且我们看见在她的生命当中有平安。
And we also see that there was a life and peace in her life.
她虽然身处奴隶的地位
although she was a maidservant,
我们看见她还能够为着别人着想
and yet she was still very considerate regarding others.
并且是不求回报的着想
and actually the consideration though didn't ask for anything in return.
我们想这可能是个好的机会，她可以在她主人面前蒙恩，或许她能够得自由。
We thought that it might be a good opportunity that she could gain some favor before her masters so that she could be freed.
但是我们看见她没有任何的要求。
And yet we can see that she didn't make any other requests.
我们相信她是一位认识神的人。
We believe that she knew the Lord.
那我们再来看一下乃曼和他这个以色列和亚兰王的反应。
And now we can see We would like to come to see the reactions of Naaman and his king.
在 第四节和第五节，乃曼进去告诉他主人说，以色列国的女子如此如此说，亚兰王说，你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。于是乃曼带着十塔林德的，带着银子十塔林德，金子六千舍克勒，衣裳十套就去了。
That is in verses of 4 and 5. Naaman went in and told his master, saying, Thus and thus spoke the girl, who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Aram said, Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothes.
这里边我们看见一个是国王，一个是元帅。
And now we can see that one is a king and the other is captain.
但是他们代表着典型的人的思量。
And yet they represent the typical man's thinking.
他们以为医治可以用权势、用金钱来买来。
And they thought that the healing can be exchanged by power and wealth.
他们不知道这个医治乃是出于神的恩典。
They didn't realize that the healing is from God's grace.
所以他们首先就想到了是一个财富的手段。
So the first they think about the method of wealth.
他们带了银子十个塔连德，金子六千个舍克勒。
So they thought that okay, they're going to bring the 10 talents of silver and the 6,000 shekels of gold.
那我大概查了一下旧约时代他们所用的这个重量标准，换算成我们今天这个美国的重量就是磅的话，是银子呢应该是750磅。
I check a little bit concerning the measurement used in the Old Testament. Now, the equivalently speaking, the 10 talents is just about equivalent of 750 pounds.
金子六千个舍克勒相当于今天140磅。
6,000 shekels of gold is equivalent to 140 pounds of gold.
我想这是很大的一个数字。
I think this is a great amount of wealth.
今天可能人们到商店里面去买金子的话，大概都是用克来量的哈，也没有说用磅来买。
Nowadays, if you want to purchase gold, probably is measured by grams.
所以我们看见他们依靠财富的力量。
So that we can see that they are using the method of wealth.
也依靠政治的手段。
They also try to use a political power.
王先写了一封信。
So the king wrote a letter.
代表着权柄说你要医好他。
So that represents some kind of authority saying that you have to cure him.
这是今天人许多做事的方法。
Actually, this is a man's way of doing things.
今天我们觉得财富和势力能够成就很大的事情。
Because we think that by wealth and power we can accomplish much.
但是我们不知道这个在罪的面前是毫无功效的。
And yet we don't realize that there's nothing you can accomplish before sin.
医治出于神的恩典。
Healing is from God's grace.
救恩也是出于神的恩典。
Salvation is because of God's grace.
那我们看一下他们来到以色列之后，这个以色列王的反应。
Now we can come to see the kings of Israel's reaction.
这是在第五节到第七节。
This is from verse 5 to 7.
对不起，我们先从这个第七节开始读。
We will read from verse 7.
以色列王看了信就撕裂衣服，说我岂是神，能使人死使人活？这人竟打发人来要叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？
Verse 7, he says, When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man is sending word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking a quarrel against me.
这是以色列王的反应。
This is a king of Israel's reaction.
当我们看见这段经文的时候，我们心里边觉得非常的可惜。
When we look at this passage, our hearts feel very pitiful.
这个王身为以色列的王。
Because this person is a king of Israel.
是神选民的王。
He is a king of God's chosen people.
但是他不认识神的大能。
And yet he didn't understand God's mighty power.
他在人的面前也没有见证。
And he didn't show a testimony before man.
所以我们看见他跟这个小女孩形成了一个鲜明的对照。
We can see a very strong contrast between the king and the little girl.
如果一个人心里边有神，
We can see that if a person who has a God in his heart,
尽管他的地位是卑微的，
although he might hold a very lowly position,
尽管他的身体可能是软弱的，
maybe he is weak physically,
但是他可以行出神大能的事。
And yet he can carry out the mighty work of God.
但是一个人如果没有神，
And yet if a person does not have God,
尽管他手里握着王的权柄，
although he has the power of as a king,
尽管他外表是非常强大的，
although he has a very strong outwardly,
但是我们看见他心里面充满了惧怕，
And yet we can see that the person is filled with fear inside.
这是人性的弱点。
This is the weakness of humanity.
今天我们今天生活在这个世界上的人也是一样。
And this is true for us living in this world.
当我们的环境都顺利的时候。
When our circumstances are smooth.
我们心里边骄傲。
We feel with pride.
我们觉得什么事情都可以做。
We feel like we can do anything.
但是当环境稍微有一点点变化的时候
And yet if our circumstances change a little bit,
我们就充满了恐惧
And we will be filled with fear,
我们就不知所措
And we don't know what to do.
就像这个以色列王一样他就撕裂了他的衣服
Just like the king of Israel, he just torn his clothes.
并且他只顾自己
And he also, actually, he only cared for himself.
我们看这里边信里边根本没有提到要攻击他的事情可是他想到是要攻击他
And we can see that in the letter, nothing mentioned about the attack from Aaron, but he thought about it. There's come to make a quarrel with him.
对于基督徒来讲
for a Christian,
我们从神所得的是一个生命
What we have received from God is a life.
也是一个救恩的确据
is assurance of salvation.
这个确据能够带我们度过任何人生的风暴
And this salvation can bring us through all the stormy. Circumstances in life.
前些天跟一个朋友分享到这个救恩的确据。
Just a few days ago, I shared this assurance with a friend.
救恩不是我们自己靠着努力做成的。
Salvation is not accomplished by our own efforts.
也不是世界和仇敌能够夺走的。
Also, salvation is not something the world or the enemy can take away from us.
所以它是一个确据。
So it is assurance.
是世界上任何的事情都不能改变的。
It's something that the world cannot change.
因着这个确据，我们在地上生活有平安。
Because of this assurance, we have a peace in this world.
因着这个确据，我们可以面对人生任何的风暴。
Because of this assurance, we can face all storms in this life.
我们再看看这个时候乃曼的光景。
And now we come to see Naaman's condition now.
圣经里面没有记载。
Bible didn't record that.
但是我们想象，乃曼看见以色列王这样的反应。
But we can imagine when Naaman saw the Israelites king's reaction.
我们相信他的心里边绝望。
We feel like he was in despair.
我们相信他的灵里边颤抖。
We feel like he was trembling in his spirit.
因为他一手抓着财富。
Because in one hand he held the wealth.
一手抓着权柄。
On the other hand he held the power.
但这些不能救他。
But both cannot save him.
他面对的就一定是死亡。
And what he is facing is death.
今天。如果我们抓到世界上这些东西
Today, if we hold on to the things in this world,
将来有一天我们也是一样的。
One day we will face the same destination.
我们心里面要绝望。
We will be in despair.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to the Lord.
神在环境中有预备。
God has prepared in his circumstance.
并且在环境当中主动去寻找他。
Because he actively to seek Naaman.
所以我们看见呢神就派他的先知以利沙打发人去见以色列的王。
So we can see that God asked his prophet to send the word to the king of Israel.
因为神在圣经里边应许我们说，你们祈求就给你们。
Because God promised in his word that ask you shall be given to you.
寻找就寻找，叩门就给你们开门。
Seek you shall find and knock the door will be open to you.
我们的神是真实。
Our Lord is a true God.
我们每位弟兄姐妹们在座的都可以做见证。
All the Christians here can testify that.
历史历代的弟兄姐妹们。都是这样被神寻找回来的。
All Christians throughout generations can testify that they have been sought by the Lord.
当人在地上找不到神的时候
，When a man cannot find God on earth，
神会派他的仆人来寻找他们。
God sent His servants to find them.
所以今天我相信你被请到聚会当中。
So I believe today you have been invited to the meeting.
是神用他的爱来寻找你。
Because God has sought you in His love.
我要你得这个伟大的救恩。
So that you will receive this great salvation.
我们看见这个先知在这边的工作是一幅救恩的图画。
And we also can see that the work of the prophet is a picture of salvation.
这个时候乃曼他可能在绝望中看见了希望。
Now we can imagine that Naaman was in his despair and now he saw a hope.
所以圣经的第九节告诉我们说于是乃曼呢带着车马就来到以利沙的家站在门口。
And in verse 9, he said, So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha.
所以我们看见他带着希望来了。
So he came with hope.
但是这个时候呢，这个先知的反应有一点点的奇怪。
But now we can see that the prophet's behavior was a little bit odd.
从外边的角度来讲，他好像没有爱。
Outwardly speaking, he seems he lack of love.
但是如果我们看下去的时候，我们就知道这是神的智慧。
As we continue to read on, we can see that it is a wisdom of God.
因为以利沙呢，这时就打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去约旦河中沐浴七次，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”
Because Elisha then sent a messenger to him, saying that, "Go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean."
先知并没有直接出来，来为他祷告医治。
The prophet didn't just come out and pray for him.
乃是派了一个人去告诉他这个信息。
And yet he sent a messenger to tell him the word.
这实在是神的智慧。
It is the wisdom of God.
因为这先知是忠实神的道。
Because the prophet was faithful to God's word.
为什么呢？因为在乃曼这个人身上有一个问题。
Why is that? Because there's a problem with Naaman.
就是他的骄傲。
He was proud.
乃曼一定要谦卑下来，他才能够在神的面前得恩典。
Naaman has to humble himself before the Lord to receive grace.
他一定要借着神的方法才能够得医治。
Only by God's way he can be healed.
骄傲就是使人眼瞎。
Pride will blind us.
所以乃曼呢就气冲冲地走了。
So Naaman was furious and went away.
圣经告诉我们说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us that the Lord is opposed to the proud and give grace to the humble.
过去、现在、将来，这个都是一个真理。
This is the truth for the past and now and the future.
我们来到神的面前必须要谦卑。
As we come before the Lord, we need to humble ourselves.
谦卑就是认识神是谁，我们是谁。
Humility is that we come to know who God is and who we are.
他乃是创造宇宙天地万物的神。
He is the creator who has created all things.
我们不过是受造之物。
And we are but a creator.
但是我们看见乃曼呢，他不光是发怒走了，他还说我想，第十一节啊，说我想他并出来见我。站着求告耶和华他的神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。
And in verse 11, we can see that not only the Naaman went away, but he also said, "I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper."
他有一套自己的想法。
He have his own thinking.
他已经为了他这个得医治啊，设计了这个完好的途径。
It seems that he has a devised a plan for the way to be healed.
这是乃曼另外一个大的问题。
This is another big problem for Naaman.
就是他要按照自己的方法来得医治。
Because he wants to be healed according to his own way.
所以他说这个大马色的河水岂不比约旦河更好吗？
So he said that the river of Damascus, are they not better than the waters of Israel?
他认为他自己的方法又高于神的方法。
He thought that his ways are much higher than God's ways.
我们知道这个问题的本质并不是因着水他得了医治。
We know that the very nature of the problem, the healing, is not because of the water.
如果是水的话，或许他可以在大马色的河里边沐浴。
If it is because of water, then he might just bath in the river of Damascus.
乃是信心。
But the root actually is a faith.
乃是信心。带领他能够进到河水当中。
It is a faith that has led him to enter into the water.
今天我们得救也是一样。
It is also true for our salvation.
我们这些弟兄姐妹可能就像这个小女子，可能就像先知。我们虽然不是先知，但是因着里边的灵，我们有先知的功能。
We are Christians just like the little girl or like a prophet. Although we are not really prophet, but we do have the spirit of the prophet.
我们可以告诉你救恩的源泉。
We can tell you the very source of salvation.
我们可以告诉你得救的道路。
We can tell you the way of salvation.
但是你必须谦卑地来到神的面前。
And yet you have to come before the Lord humbly.
借着神的方法来得救。
By the way of God to be saved.
这个简单的信心实际上不简单。
This simple faith, actually speaking, is not that easy.
乃曼就是一个典型的代表。
Because Naaman is just a typical representative.
他宁愿意用财富、用权柄来换。
Because he was willing to exchange God's salvation with wealth and power.
却不愿意借着简单的信心来得医治。
But he was not willing to be healed by a simple faith.
今天人来到救恩面前也是一样。
As we are come to the salvation, we a lot of times hold the same attitude.
有许多固有的观念。
We have our own thinking or opinions.
比如说我们愿意靠修行。
So for example, we would like to do it by our own merits.
我们觉得自己的行为改善的好了，就可以能够得到神的救恩。
We feel like if we improve on our conduct, then we can receive God's favor.
但是我们不知道真正的救恩是不能够换取的。
But we don't know that the true salvation cannot be exchanged by our conduct.
是不能够用任何的代价来换取。
Cannot be in exchange by anything.
因为救恩的代价太高了。
Because the price for salvation is too costly.
是我们没有任何的人可以付得起。
It's too costly for us to pay.
因为是神的儿子，神圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊，为我们死在十字架上。
Because he was as the Son of God, the pure and the holy Lamb, died on the cross for us.
因着他的爱。
Because of his love.
他把这个救恩白白的赐给我们。
He has freely given this salvation to us.
对我们来说是不需要付代价。
To us, it is a free gift. We don't have to pay any price.
是恩典。
It is grace.
但是救恩是需要主耶稣基督付上极重无比的代价。
And yet, salvation needs a great price paid by our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们这边，我们只要需要借着信心来接受。
And on our end, we only need to receive by faith.
有人呢拜偶像。
Some people will worship idols.
有人用增加知识，好像可以达到救恩的资格。
Some people might just increase their knowledge in order to be qualified for salvation.
这些都是不认识人，也不认识神。
And yet these people don't know God and don't know man.
因为人是有限。
Because we are limited.
我们不能靠自己的行为能够达到完全。
We cannot improve our conduct to become perfect.
只有圣灵的工作赐给我们生命，我们才能够活出来，才能长大。
Only by the word of the Holy Spirit to give us life so that we can live out, we can grow.
还有一种人很可惜。
There's another group of people.
那就是宁愿活在罪中。
They are willing to live in sin.
我们今天需要警醒。
We need to be alert.
我们看见地上有许许多多的灾难。
We can see that there's many disasters in this world.
你要只要是打开新闻看一看，你就不会不注意到这些事情。
If you read news, you will see that.
有天灾，有地震，有所有这些战争、饥饿。
We can see that there's a famine, there are wars, and then there are also earthquakes.
这些都告诉我们说，主耶稣基督要来的日子近了。
It all tells us that the Lord's return is near.
我们需要警醒。
We need to be warned.
我们需要抓住机会得救。
We need to hold on the opportunity to be saved.
神的救恩乃是恩典加信心的原则。
God's salvation is a grace plus faith.
我们刚才读到的约翰福音第三章。
As we just read in the Gospel according to John chapter 3.
第十四节说呢，摩西在旷野里边怎样举蛇，人子也这样被举起来，叫一切信他的人得永生。
In 14, it says that there's a bronze leaf that there's a
14.
Okay. So as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
在旧约的时代。
So in the Old Testament time.
以色列人因着抱怨神。
The Israelites because they murmured against God.
所以在旷野里边呢，神就允许一些蛇去咬他们。
So in the wilderness, the Lord allowed some furious snakes to bite them.
许多人死亡，还有许多人受伤。
Many people got wounded, and there's people died.
但是在每次危机和灾难当中，神总是给他的子民留出一条出路。
But in every difficult circumstances, the Lord always opened a way for them.
所以神就让摩西在那边做了一个铜蛇。
And the Lord made Moses to make a bronze serpent.
挂在那边。
Put on the standard.
告诉以色列的众民。
To tell the Israelite congregation,
说如果你愿意来到铜蛇的面前去仰望这个铜蛇，
if you are willing to come before the bronze serpent to look at it,
你就可以得救。
Then you will be healed.
主耶稣告诉我们说，摩西怎样在旷野里面举起铜蛇，今天他也怎样要被举起来。
Jesus told us that how the Moses lifted up the bronze serpent.By the same way, the Lord Himself will be lifted up.
叫一切信他的人得永生。
So that in Him, those who believe in Him will have eternal life.
所以今天神的救法是十字架。
So the way of God's salvation is the cross.
圣经告诉我们说，十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人看为愚拙，但在我们得救的人却是神的大能。
The Bible tells us that for the word of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is God's power.
是神的大能。
It is the power of God.
我们必须按照神的方法来到神的面前得救。
We need to come before Him to receive salvation according to His way.
因为神是用义，用他儿子的义代替了我们的不义。
Because He used His Son's righteousness in to replace our unrighteousness.
在神那边他是圣洁的，是公义的，是慈爱的。
Before God, He was righteous. He is righteous, loving, and kind.
他的圣洁使他不能够与罪同流合污。
Because of God is holy, so that He cannot be in the same place with sin.
他的公义，他必须审判。
Because of His righteousness, He has to judge.
但是面对他所造的已经被罪玷污的人， 他要显出他的慈爱。
And yet he would like to show love to those who he created and yet defiled by sin.
在这件事情上。
And regarding this matter.
十字架是神大能和智慧。
And the cross is God's wisdom and power.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流出了宝血。
Because on the cross the Lord shed his precious blood for us.
他的血就洗净了我们的罪。
His blood has cleansed our sins.
我们本来是不义的人。
We were unjust.
但是因着今天我们可以来到耶稣基督的血里边。
And yet, because we can come underneath his blood.
我们可以在神面前被称为义。
And we can call righteous before God.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪是要有刑罚的。
And there is a punishment associated with sin.
神是让他的儿子在十字架上为我们担当了所有的罪。
And yet, God made his son to bear all our sins on the cross.
十字架上主耶稣肉身的痛苦我们已经难以想象。
On the cross, our Lord said the suffering in his physical body was beyond our imagination.
但是他在灵里面的痛苦更是我们从来没有想过的。
And yet his agony in his spirit was far beyond what we can think.
因为他从来没有与神分离过。
Because he has never separated from God the Father.
但是为着你的罪和我的罪。
But because of for you and ours and my sins.
他宁愿为我们死在十字架上。
He was willing to die on the cross for you and me.
在那里他把神的爱完全地彰显出来。
On the cross, he fully manifested God's love.
所以十字架在那些讲灭亡的人可能看为是愚拙。
So the word of a cross might be foolishness to those who are perishing.
但是在我们得救的人
But for us who are being saved.
它乃是神的大能和智慧。
It is the power and the wisdom of God.
以弗所书告诉我们说我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
Ephesians tells us that by grace we have been saved through faith.
所以我们看见得救是一个恩典和信心的原则。
So we can see that salvation is a grace plus faith.
恩典是神所造的。
Grace has been provided by God.
这一点我们毫无办法，我们不能有任何的贡献。
Concerning grace, we have nothing to do with it.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we are sinners.
我们即便是死了，也是为我们的罪应该死的。
If we die in sin, then that's
我们没有办法救自己救别人。
We cannot save ourselves nor others.
所以恩典完全是神为我们做成。
So we can see that the grace is fully accomplished by God.
但是在我们这边所要做的是因着信。
But on our end, what we need to do is by faith.
因为信心是进入恩典的道路。
Because faith is the way to enter into grace.
因为信心要超过人的能力。
Because faith will go beyond our power.
要超过一切宗教的行为。
Will go beyond the religious conduct.
只有信心才能把我们带进神的恩典当中。
Only faith can lead us into God's grace.
神他要救我们。
God wants to save us.
并且要完全的救我们。
To save us to the utmost.
所以我们也不要有一个误解，因为我们不需要有好的行为。
So we don't have, don't should, we should not have this misunderstanding saying that Christians should not have a good conduct.
你的行为乃是你得救的果子。
But your conduct is a fruit of your salvation.
是因为神赐给我们一个新的生命。
Because God has given us a new life.
在我们里边可以活出一个新的生活。
Because of the new life, we can live a new life.
这个新的生活是可以荣耀神的。
And this new living can bring glory to God.
但是这个行为不是我们得救的条件和标准。
But the conduct is not a qualification or condition for us to be saved.
乃是得救的果子。
It is a fruit of our salvation.
所以神让我们凭着恩典，借着信心进入救恩。
So we need to enter into grace, enter salvation by grace through faith.
以弗所书第二章十节告诉说，我们是他的工作，杰作。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says that we are his workmanship.
然后神可以在我们身上工作，创造出一个杰作来。
So Lord can continue to work in us to make us into his workmanship.
我们再回头看乃曼。
Now we are turning back to look at Naaman again.
我们看见乃曼的身上骄傲。
We can see that there's a pride in Naaman.
看见他有人的思量。
We can see that there's a man's thinking in him.
这些使他注定要失败。
So they will result in failure for sure.
好像在这一切的光景当中都要失败了，他气愤愤地走了。
And so he went away furiously.
但是神有一个不放弃的爱。
And yet God's love would never let him go.
所以我们这里边看见，在王下五章十三节出现了一群人，是乃曼的仆人。
So we can see that in 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13, there were his servants.
他的仆人进前来对他说。
Then his servants came near to him and spoke to him.
我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净。
My father had a prophet told you to do some great thing. Would you not have done it? How much more than when he says to you, wash and be clean.
这个仆人们他们看见了一个伟大的真理。
And these servants, they saw a great truth.
就是信心可以成就大事。
Because the faith will lead to a great thing.
简单的信心放在神的手里可以成就大事。
If we put a simple faith in God's hand, he will do a great thing.
信心的道路乃是谦卑的道路。
The way of faith is the way of humility.
乃曼是一个愿意做大事的人。
Naaman was the one who did great things.
或许先知要告诉他做一件大事，出去征战打仗，也许他说好，就去做。
If the prophet told him, you have to do some great things to win some victory in the battle, probably he would do it.
但是先知告诉他，你去约旦河里边水沐浴七次。
But the prophet told him, you have to go to the Jordan and to dip seven times.
要他谦卑下来。
And he want him to be humble.
他反倒做不来。
And yet it's hard for him to do.
但是这些仆人们他们是非常有智慧。
And yet his servants was very wise.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
我们在我们的人生当中，神常常给我们遇见这样的仆人们。
In our life journeys, a lot of times we encounter many God's servants.
在我们的聚会当中。
In our gatherings.
可能有的弟兄姐妹就告诉你说，我们已经得救了，你也可以按照这条路得救。
As you may be told by some Christians saying that they have been saved and you can also be saved in this way.
我们已经经历了，你也可以经历。
What this is what we have experienced, you can also experience that.
我回想起我自己得救的道路。
When I think about the way of my salvation,
我实在是感谢神在我的周围安排了许多人。
I really thank the Lord has placed many people around me.
在我出国之前，从来没有接触过圣经和基督徒。
Before I came abroad, I have never encountered with any salvation or Christians.
后来我到了英国，遇见了一群从香港、从新加坡来的弟兄姐妹们。
And when I was in England, I came to know some Christians from Singapore and Hong Kong.
到了美国之后呢，又遇见了一群从台湾和美国的弟兄姐妹们。
And later, when I came to the States, I came to know some Christians from Taiwan.
并且他们因着神奇妙的安排，就把我可以带进这个聚会当中。
Because of God's amazing arrangement, I was let into this salvation.
有许多人对我有很深的影响。
I am greatly impacted by some of these Christians.
至今我还记得几个弟兄姐妹们。
Till nowadays, I'm still remember some Christians.
非常清楚的。
Very clearly.
有一个弟兄姓唐，他每次要给我打电话。
There's a brother named, last name is Tang, and he called me often.
不厌其烦地打电话给我去邀请我去聚会。
Reluctantly call me to invite me to meetings.
我的导师和他的夫人一开始就送我一本圣经。
My advisor and also his wife gave me a Bible as a gift.
他说你要读这本圣经，这本圣经里边有生命。
They told me that you have to read the Bible. There's a life in this Bible.
当我听见这句话的时候，我真的简直就愣住。
And when I heard about the word, I was very shocked.
要不是出于我导师的口的话，我可能会笑话这个人。
If it is not a word from my advisor, I'm gonna laugh at the person.
我们说，如果这个书里边有真理、有知识，我们可以相信。
It seems easy to take if we can find truth and knowledge in the book.
但他说这里边有生命。
But he said there's a life in the book.
他当时说那个语调，我现在还可以非常清晰的记得。
Actually, the tone he said it, I can still clearly remember.
就是马太、马可、路加、约翰，你读这里边有生命。
And he said, when you read the gospel books, then you will see that there's a life.
这是出于一个七十多岁年长的、受人尊敬的学者。
And then he was in his 70s, a highly regarded scholar.
我们实在是要为这我们周围神所安排的这些人感谢神。
We really need to thank the Lord for the person he had placed in our surroundings.
当我信主之后
，After I believe in the Lord,
真的是经历。圣经里面有生命。
I truly experience that there's a life in the Bible.
神今天不是要把我们带进宗教的形式当中。
Because the Lord is not leading us into some religious rituals.
乃是要把我们带进他自己的生命当中。
And yet he is leading us into his own life.
我们要按照神的道路得救。
We need to be saved according to his way.
所以这里边我们看见，因着这个仆人的劝告。
We can see that because of the advice of his servants.
这乃曼呢，在他身上出现了一幅非常美好的图画。
There is a beautiful pictures manifested in Naaman's life.
在王下第五章第十四节。
In verse 14 of chapter 5.
于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
So he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
于是乃曼下去。
Therefore, Naaman went.
我们看见他顺服。
So we see that, he was obedient.
照着神人的话。
According to the word of the prophet.
我们看见他要按照神的方法得救。
So he was saved according to God's way.
所以在信心和顺服当中。
So, in faith and in obedience,
他得了完全的医治。
He was fully cured.
他的肉复原的像小孩子，就是那样新鲜。
His flesh was restored to the flesh of a little child.
圣经告诉我们说，我们得救是得新生命。
The Bible tells us that when we believe, when we are saved, we receive a new life.
所以我们看见这乃曼在这里边，他得了一个新的生命。
So we can see that in Naaman there is a new life.
在我们每位弟兄姐妹们中间，我们都是从神那边得了新的生命。
For each Christian here, we have received a new life from God.
乃曼因着他得着新的生命，他的生命也改变了。
Because Naaman has received a new life, his life has changed.
下面这些经文告诉我们，他开始认识真神。
And in the later on, in the later recording, says that he come to know the true God.
他不拜偶像。
He didn't want to worship any idols anymore.
今天我们也是一样。
It is true for us.
要我们进入这个生命当中。
When we enter into this life,
神要在圣灵当中引领我们更多的认识他。
And by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will lead us to know Him.
更多的经历他。
To experience Him more.
神今天也在呼召你。
The Lord is calling you now.
要相信主。
To believe the Lord.
我们可以借着他得新的生命。
So through Him, we can have a new life.
所以今天早晨我们愿意圣灵来帮助我们每位朋友。
So,Pray that the Holy Spirit will help each and every Christian friends among us.
照着神的恩典和他的方法来得救。
By His grace and by His way, we can be saved.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
在我们祷告之前
，Before we pray,
我们今天要替我们的主耶稣基督在这边向你有个邀请。
We would like to invite for our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道今天是神把你带到这个聚会当中。
Because we know that God has brought you to the meeting today.
要你在这里边得恩典。
So that you will receive grace.
主耶稣已经在十字架上为我们成就了救恩。
Jesus Christ already accomplished the salvation on the cross.
救恩的代价实在是太大了。
The price for salvation is so great.
神知道我们每个人无论如何我们都付不起。
Because none of us can pay the price.
因着爱，他在恩典当中把救恩要白白的赐给我们。
Because of His love, He has freely given His grace to us.
现在要我们做的，就是在他面前信心的表示。
And what we need to do is just our response in faith to Him.
所以我们中间若有心里面有感动，圣灵在呼召你的。
Among us, if the Holy Spirit is moving you and touching you.
很简单，我们请你在座位上举手，向神有些表示。
We would like to respond to it by show your hands.
我们相信神今天呼召你就要得这个恩典。
We believe that the Lord is calling you to receive the grace.
我们请你在座位上举手向神表示。
We hope that you will show your hands in your seat.
因着你的信心，今天神要把这个恩典赐给你。
By your faith, the Lord will give His grace to you.
要按照神的方法。
We will have to do it according to His way.
按照神的恩典，你就可以进入这个救恩当中。
By His grace, we can enter into this salvation.
我们中间有没有这样的朋友？我们相信圣灵现在在你心中做感动。
Is there anyone among us who is being moved by the Holy Spirit?
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench the Holy Spirit.
我们只要借着简单的信心就可以得到这个恩典。
Just by a simple faith, we can receive this grace.
我们还没有受浸的弟兄姐妹，如果你心边有感动，都可以向神有一些表示。
If you have not been baptized, if you are being moved by the Holy Spirit, you can show your hands as well.
我们相信神今天在我们中间做呼召的工作。
We believe that the Lord is calling among us.
有没有这样的朋友？请你在座位上举手，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，我们有朋友受到神的感动。
We praise the Lord. There is one moved by the Lord. Praise the Lord.
我相信今天我们中间还有人要得救。
We believe that there is some who want to be saved.
现在圣灵正在对你的心说话。
The Holy Spirit is speaking to your hearts.
你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench Him.
借着信心我们就可以得到这个恩典。
By faith, we can receive this grace.
神把许多的弟兄姐妹们放在我们身边。
God has a place of many Christians around you.
他们的生活和见证就像云彩一样围绕着我们。
Their lives and their testimony is just a cloud surrounding you.
就为着就是要叫你得恩典。
For one purpose, so that you can receive grace.
我们中间还有没有这样的朋友？请你举手向神有些表示。
Is there anyone among us?
我为你祷告。
Show your hands so that we can pray for you.
我们相信神今天在这里边还有工作。
We believe that the Lord is still doing His work now.
就像他在乃曼身上的工作一样。
Just like the work he was doing on Naaman's life.
也许我们觉得我们的生活中什么都不缺了。
And we feel like we are lacking nothing in our life.
但是我们缺的最大的一件事。
And yet we're still lacking the most important thing.
就是我们的罪要得赦免。
That is, our sin need to be forgiven.
我们的罪要得洁净。
Our sin need to be cleansed.
我们才能够活出一个新的人生。
So that we can live out a new life.
你愿意有这样的人生吗？
Do you want to have this life?
我们邀请你在座位上举手向神表示。
We ask you to show your hands to respond to the calling of God.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有没有这样的弟兄姐妹们？
Anyone else? Anyone else?
谢谢神今天现在对你的心说话。
We believe that the Lord is telling you.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench the spirit.
要得到这个救恩的确据。
To have the assurance of salvation.
你才能够面对人生任何的风暴。
So that you can face any storms in your life.
因为主耶稣基督是我们的宗保。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the mediator.
他不但今天要带我们得救。
Because he is leading us into a victory.
并且要带领我们一生的脚步。
And he will continue to lead us our steps.
我们在最因着时间关系，我们在最后呼召一次。
Because of the time, we will make the last call.
心里有感动的，我们请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告。
If you are moved, show your hands so that we can pray for you.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有没有这样的朋友们
？Anyone else?
好，我们一起祷告。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。呀、yeah. ，好，我们一同有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
现在主耶稣，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to praise you and thank you.
我们知道今天你的圣灵在我们中间工作。
Because we know that your Holy Spirit is working among us.
你感动这些弟兄姐妹在你面前有表示。
You have moved up friends to show their response to you.
我们相信你要使用圣灵带领他们人生的道路。
Lord, we believe that your Holy Spirit will lead their steps.
用你的宝血来洁净他们一切的罪。
Lord, you will cleanse all their sins by your precious blood.
使我们一同能够回到神的家中。
So that we can all return home.
为着你的工作，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
We thank you for your work.
祷告感谢，奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.